And again, Kathy Dawes, along with Deputy City Manager Jason Hildreth, also Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy with us today, 537-1350. Already got one call. Appreciate that. Doesn't strictly have to be on the agenda, but we are working our way through tonight's City Commission agenda. I know another matter that also receiving a Manhattan Urban Area Planning Board approval having to do with Body First Wellness and Recreation Center, Jason, and maybe an update on that.
Yeah, we have a zoning amendment. This is a planned unit development. Body First is anticipating an expansion. They have three new indoor tennis courts, a new reception area, team room, conference room, and a remodel of the existing building and fitness gym. The addition is about 24,960 square feet. Body First, located basically at Hudson and Claflin, just off to the west, towards the Sharing Brook Neighborhoods Association or neighborhood. It's just southwest of Amanda Arnold grade school. It's kind of tucked back in there, so if you're not familiar with Body First, you may not know exactly where it's at. It is next to Little Kitten, and as part of this project, they'll have to construct a detention basin to handle some of that storm drainage on their site. They did have a citizen come to the planning board and express concern about the off-street parking. I actually got that number reduced from 115 stalls down to 89. So it's the planning board did, on a vote of 7-0, approve the amendment, and now it comes to the commission for first reading.
Another phone call. Welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please. You're on In Focus. You have a question or comment?
Yes, I'd like to make a comment in regards to the gentleman that called a couple of minutes ago that seemed to sound like that he thought that the K-State students should be excluded from the numbers. The one thing that I would point out is that those students who are living in single residences or apartments are, in essence, indirectly paying real estate tax as well, because the owners of those properties are paying taxes. And therefore, indirectly, the students are still paying taxes. The ones that perhaps could be excluded from that conversation may be the ones who are living in dorms, but yet all of them pay sales tax.
You make a good point. I mean, there's 20,000 residences within the community, and 60% of them are rentals. So you got 12,000 residences that clearly are not occupied by a homeowner. And those folks are clearly paying rent. The homeowners, the landlords, they're obviously paying property tax. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
That was my point, that we can't totally exclude them. Thank you.
There's just a lot of little factors there. It's not as easy, as I said, as taking that number of indebtedness and dividing it by population doesn't quite make it work right. So appreciate the call, 537-1350. Moving along, back to Body First, did you get everything said you needed to, Jason? And Mayor, if you want to comment briefly?
Yeah, you know, I think this is also, I believe, in partnership with K-State is what they're doing it with. They're going to have three indoor tennis courts. I don't believe K-State has indoor tennis courts, so this is going to be used part for their tennis team as well, and they're looking at expanding their fitness gym and doing some a reception room and remodeling some of that area. You know, I my kids used to go to Amanda Arnold, and I've spoken at Amanda Arnold just this year to some of their classes. And when I go there in the mornings, you can see all the parking for parents right by Body First, and then the cross across, and all these kids come, and you know, you have a spurt like 10-15 minutes in the morning and about 10-15 minutes in the late afternoon when they're picking them up again. And I think that's probably one of the issues that parents were concerned about, and residents, because that parking gets full for those small periods. But when it's full, it's really full, and you have a lot of young kids crossing the street and parents trying to, you know, shuffle them through so they can get on to work. So it's going to be busy, and I think as we discuss this, parking will probably be one of the issues that we're going to be discussing, as well as the runoff, the water and the drainage system, because there's also that area they used to have a bridge, and I don't believe it's there anymore, but there's a lot of water and the detention pond, and as we discuss this. But I think those were issues. That's why we have the Manhattan Urban Planning Board there, so they can vet some of this out and have that discussion But I think Body First has done well for the community. My kids have gone there before for tennis and things of that sort. But I think this is something that if they want to also partner with K-State, this is one of those things we want them to do too. So.
Very good. Moving along, the next item. Tell us more about this alley. I know a public hearing. There's been some discussion on this before, Jason. If you can kind of refresh our memory and go back and explain that a little bit more. But that also on the agenda of setting a public hearing date for that benefit district.
Yeah, alleys in the Ward District have generated, excuse me, quite a bit of buzz here of late. There's been a clamoring for some improvements in some of these alleys. We have 22 total alleys in our MFRO, or Multifamily Redevelopment Overlay District. 7 of them are not paved, and 11 of the 15 remaining are in need of repair. So we've had some groups talk to us about this. In April, the City Commission passed a policy resolution that gave us some guidance on how to address the unpaved alleys. It's always controversial as to who should pay for what. Most owners adjacent to an alley think the city should pay for that. The city, in return, thinks, you know, like a benefit district, we can assess each of you equally and make this improvement. Well, in April, the commission passed a policy for the unpaved, which allows us to move forward with a public hearing process that would impose a fee to those owners for the improvement of their alley. So tonight, we have one alley. It's the 1100 block alley between Raton and Bertrand. Again, it is unpaved. We had a neighborhood meeting. It wasn't in an effort to get folks to sign up for or against the improvement. It was more of an informational meeting. Since we have the ability through the policy to go ahead and host a public hearing, this is our opportunity basically to set that date. Now, we could have owners show up this evening and you know, give voice their concerns, and we'll clearly take that input, but the public hearing date will actually set forth the parameters of the project and let them know just who would be responsible for what. In addition to paving it, we also include some stormwater improvements underneath the alley that'll help with drainage for all those properties along that segment of alleyway. Right now, the total cost is estimated at $213,000. We do have a portion of that, about 21%, that the city at large will pick up for the stormwater.
Mayor?
Yeah, this also falls in the urban core residential area, the UCR. So we've had plenty of discussion for this, mainly because it would only require a 51% vote, right, for it to pass instead of a supermajority. But this is an area, when we talk our master plan, our comp plan, downzoning and upzoning, this is going to impact the density levels over there. So it'll have maximum density, I believe, was 43 dwelling units. So we're trying to make it better for everybody. I think the stormwater piece and all of that's going to be difficult because that's where we get a lot of the water. When it rains, it just kind of stands there and does all of this. So it's going to, I mean, the residents there are going to have to pay for this also along with the city. And we'll see how the public hearing goes and how the discussion goes with this one. But it's horrible there. And I've driven down there. I've had Robot take me down to some of those areas. And alleys have always come up. And they were not part of the street maintenance bond initiative that was passed. So these are completely different than that because they are alleys and not necessarily street maintenance issues. So, yeah, I think, I mean, I'm glad we're discussing it. We feel like we need to do this, and it'll be better in the long run. So we'll see how the discussion goes on it tonight.
Well, it's half past. It's 9:30. Why don't we go ahead and take another break? And I know we still have one more item on that general portion of the agenda. We'll come back and address that. 537-1350. Had a couple good phone calls this morning. Always appreciate those. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
Visit DeHartPlumbing.com for 24/7 plumbing you really can't.